This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When the National Institutes of Health stopped funding biomedical research using chimpanzees last year, most research chimps were sent into retirement. Now, there's a federal law that says these research animals owned by the government must go to a sanctuary, but that law doesn't cover private labs that have also moved away from using chimpanzees. So a new sanctuary just launched this month in North Georgia. WABE's Stephanie Stokes got a tour ahead of the opening.
Sarah Beckler Davis shows off the 200 acres of green hills in North Georgia where she plans to house the chimpanzees.
So this is a walk-in cooler for all the produce for the chimps.
We enter the chimp kitchen.
And then back there is the chimp smoothie bar.
It's a bar with a series of blenders. Chimps can watch what's being made through a window.
We do a lot of whole foods, so mostly fruit and smoothies for breakfast and then lunch.
Caring for chimps has been Beckler Davis's life's work. She's run a sanctuary for them before and hadn't actually planned on starting another one. But then she met 220 chimps at a private research center in Louisiana.
I looked into the eyes of those chimps there, and there was no way that I would be able to live with myself if I didn't at least try.
Try to give them a home. Scientists don't have a reason to keep the chimps because they can't use them in medical research. But unlike the government-owned chimps, these chimps never got retirement plans. They could stay in labs. Some have gone to zoo exhibits. Behaviorist Steve Ross coordinates chimp transfers.
There's quite a few chimpanzees in zoos that come from labs. So I think zoos are able to play more and more of a sanctuary role.
Zoos and labs don't count as retirement, though, to some animal welfare advocates like Rachel Weiss, a former lab worker.
Chimps who've been living in laboratories for their whole life, they deserve more than that. Letting them have lives of their own is only possible in sanctuaries.
There just hasn't been room for the estimated 300 chimps in private labs. The eight or so existing sanctuaries are basically full. With her new North Georgia sanctuary, Beckler Davis is taking most of the chimps and hopes that won't be an issue anymore.
We're building fat so that we can ideally take in anyone else who needs somewhere to go.
Beckler Davis says it costs $20,000 per year to care for a single chimp. She's relying on private donors. In Blue Ridge, Georgia, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.